Well, it's always nice to welcome this guest to our microphones and our studios here at Robinhood Radio. That is Fabio Witkowski, and we have something great to talk about, and that is the kickoff of the winter season, the Hotchkiss Philharmonic. Fabio, welcome back, and it's great to hear from you.
Hi, Marshall. Great being here with you, with our friends from WHDD. Always a pleasure to speak about the wonderful concerts happening at Hotchkiss.
Well, it's funny. The press release says winter season. We haven't had much of a winter, but this is still a hell of a nice way to kick it off on February 18th at 7:30. Let's talk a little bit about what this first opening concert of the season will be.
Absolutely. Well, and it's great to have a season, right? I mean, we're still celebrating the return to our first full season. So things here at Hotchkiss have been very busy. I mean, before we talk about that concert, just always wonderful to remind everyone, like we, a few weeks ago, well, last Friday, on January 27th, we finally resumed our concerts at New York's Carnegie Hall. We had a group of 21 students performing a gorgeous concert wide recital hall at Carnegie. And now continuing our concerts now here locally in our beautiful Elfers Hall on February 18th, as you mentioned, 7:30 p.m. We'll have the continuation of the Hotchkiss Philharmonic. For those who don't know, this is a great opportunity for our students and community. Basically, we invite our 20, 30 most excellent students to perform alongside professionals. We have people from Hartford Symphony, New Haven, sometimes New York, sometimes even Boston. These are world-class professionals who come really share the stand and play together with our students. So that's a really incredible opportunity for our students, almost like a professional academy for them. They do two rehearsals with the pros and the concert. And of course, great for our community because these are beautiful concerts, high-level concerts. And on addition, on top of all that, we of course invite guest performers and conductors. For this concert, it's a really, really special one. The legendary, true, it's so fitting to call Ksenia Blonskaya legendary. This phenomenal pianist was born in Russia. She left the country in the 70s, in the middle of the Cold War. I mean, I've been to her house. I've seen letters from Leonard Bernstein, from Catherine Hepburn, from Elie Wiesel, asking like the Russian government, please let her leave. And then she finally left, spent some time in Italy, came to the United States, where she had a glorious Carnegie Hall debut, taught at Juilliard School for about 30 years. She now lives in Jerusalem. And she's 84 years old, and she's going to be playing two piano concerti in this concert. To get things even nicer, more special, her son, who's an incredible cellist and very important conductor, he's the one who's going to be conducting, Dmitry Yablonsky. And just to have a little more personal fun in this, because Oksana, I've known her since I'm like 14, 15 years old. Giselle and I will be playing one of the only pieces in the repertoire for piano, four hands, and orchestra. So the concert will be Oksana starting with the gorgeous, very happy Mozart concerto in A major, Kershaw 488. Then Giselle and I will share the stage with the Czerny piano concerto for four hands, very rarely performed piece. I think in Connecticut, maybe one of the very first times this piece was performed in the United States for the first time in the 60s. So you get how it's a rarely heard piece. And then we finish with the glorious Beethoven's fourth piano concerto in G major, again, Oksana on the piano. So very special night. I hope folks will come and enjoy this beautiful selection of three piano concerto with the Hotchkiss Philharmonic.
You know, we're talking with Fabio Witkowski. Once again, this concert is Saturday, February 18th at 7:30 at Elfers Hall at the Esterhazy Music Center. And once again, amazing. You get to see this incredible world-class talent along with the students. It's free and open to the public. No reservations. Seating is done on a first-come, first-served basis. It's really, for a lot of people, a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to see something like this, Fabio.
Absolutely. I mean, that was one of the purpose of the Philharmonic, not only to give us, to give our students this opportunity to make music in the highest level. And again, it's so nice to see these youngsters just getting, I mean, just as fun and touching as the performance is the whole process. They understand like, whoa, this is hard music. I have to practice. I have to, you know, just like a Berlin Philharmonic player, you know, it takes a lifetime to learn and to keep perfecting it. So that process is incredible. But also to have this kind of high-level music making, symphonic music making, in our beautiful little corner of our state. That's really nice. Then on April we'll have then, I mean, this, because it's all music basically from the classical period, will be Mozart, Beethoven, the orchestra, the orchestration is a little smaller, but again, equally gorgeous, just a little more intimate setting. And then our concert on April 22nd, that will be the final one for this year's, for this season. That will be a massive, there'll be some crazy big orchestral pieces there, some Brazilian music I'm bringing to the repertoire as well. So I'm sure we'll be talking again sometime in early April about that concert. But for now, I hope folks will join us on February 18th, Saturday night, 7:30, and come enjoy some beautiful Mozart, Czerny, and Beethoven with us by truly amazing musicians.
Fabio, it's always great to talk with you. We look forward again, and have fun and good luck with this concert.
Thank you, Marshall. It's a great pleasure speaking with you and our friends at WHDD.